ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿਚ ਇਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਿਰ ਤੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਅਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਉਤੇ ਸਿਆਸਤ ਗਰਮਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਸਿਆਸੀ ਗਲਿਆਰਿਆਂ ਵਿਚ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਬਹਿਸ ਵਿਚ ਭਾਰਤੀ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਮੁੱਖ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਲਿੱਤਾ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਭਾਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਜਸਿੰਟਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਭਾਰਤ ਤੋਂ ਆਏ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਲੇਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਚਲਦੇ ਮੌਜੂਦਾ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਭਾਰਤੀ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਹੁੰਗਾਰਾ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਦੇਸ਼ ਭਰ ਦੇ ਸੂਬਿਆਂ ਵਿਚ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਐਂਟੀ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਸਟ ਦੇ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਭਾਰਤ ਤੋਂ ਆਏ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਦੇ ਵਧੇ ਹੋਏ ਅੰਕੜੇ ਦਰਸਾਉਣਾ ਹੋਵੇ। ਇਸ ਦੇ ਚਲਦੇ ਕਈ ਭਾਰਤੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਰੁੱਧ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਵੱਧ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੀ ਲੜੀ ਵਿਚ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਨਾ ਕਾਲਰਾ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਗਈ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ, ਫੈਡਰਲ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਮਲਟੀਕਲਚਰ ਅਫੇਅਰ ਭਾਵ ਕੇ ਬਹੁ ਸੱਭਿਆਚਾਰਕ ਮਾਮਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਸੰਘੀ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਐਨ ਐਲੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ। ਤੇ ਆਓ ਫਿਰ ਸਿੱਧੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਤੋਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਐਨ ਐਲੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਪਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਦਵਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ, ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਚਲਦੇ ਇਹ ਪੂਰੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਵਿਚ ਹੈ।
Thank you so much for joining us today and a very warm welcome to SBS.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you this morning.
Minister, we are speaking after the mass migration rallies. So do you think that there has been a rise in anti-migration sentiment lately, and especially after those nationwide protests?
Well, I think that there has been a rise in anti-migration sentiment even before those protests. I think it's been steadily increasing, and this is not something that's new, I have to say. But what I will say is that throughout Australia's history, we have always, as a nation, come together at times like this, and we have risen to the challenge, and we have proven that we are a nation that can be welcoming, that can be recognises the value of diversity, the value of immigration, and I am confident that we will rise to this challenge again.
But Minister, we've also seen many politicians claiming that the current policies favour migrants from a certain section or a certain country. We have also seen politicians questioning the current social cohesion model. So how do you respond to that?
Well, I would start by saying that words matter, and that as leaders in our communities and as political leaders, we have a responsibility to ensure that we speak words in ways that are responsible and that do not cause further friction and do not cause hurt towards particular communities. I imagine you're referring specifically to the comments of Jacinta Price. The fact that she's been now returned to the leadership in the shadow cabinet, having doubled down on her commentary about Indian Australians, is an endorsement of her comments. And the reason that her comments are hurtful is, first of all, because they are factually wrong. We have a non-discrimination migration policy, and we have had for one that has served Australia well over many, many generations. But secondly, that her comments treat Indian Australians with disregard and disrespect, because what they insinuate is that Indian Australians are in Australia only because of their voting patterns, which completely wipes out and completely ignores the many valuable contributions that Indian Australians have made over generations, not just in Australia's history, but in modern Australia too, as part of our Australian story.
And to all the Indian Australians listening to you right now, what would your message be?
My message would be that, you know, Jacinta Price doesn't represent this government. What this government represents and what this government works towards and what the government wants to say to our Indian Australians is that we see you and we value you and we understand the toil and the sacrifices that Indian Australians make today, and that, you know, the dada and the daddies of the past, you know, the grandparents who sacrificed and toiled so that their children might have a better future in Australia, that this is part of who we are as a modern Australian nation. Our character is multicultural. Our character is diverse. It always has been. From our First Nations people, 65,000 years of cultures and diverse practices, Australia has always been a country that welcomes diversity and where diversity strengthens who we are. So for the Indian Australians out there listening, I want to say that we know you. We know the contributions that you've made. Your doctors, carers, taxpayers, you're part of our country. You are part of the fabric of our country, and your belonging should not come into question. That is an important point. Your belonging to this nation should not come into question, and nobody should suggest that your belonging in this nation is conditional on your voting patterns.
When we talk about social cohesion, when we talk about the nation, we talk about all Australians. There is a section of people who feel that something is being taken away from them, who blame migrants for housing crisis, for jobs, for... So how do you ensure that this section of people also feels a sense of security and a sense of belonging?
Well, that's a really important point, China, and I thank you for raising that point. You're absolutely correct that this kind of, there is a very lazy and opportunistic conflation of migration numbers with, you know, blaming migrants for everything. It's not the first time this has happened, and it's no accident that whenever there is, you know, a perceived or real cost of living issues and pressures on people, that you see a rise in racism and discrimination and a greater scrutiny on migrant communities. This is borne out in the research as well. And so I think that when we talk about multiculturalism, for me, it's about moving beyond the three C's. And those three C's are, you know, celebration, costume, and cuisine. And really making multiculturalism about the substantive opportunities for all Australians to participate fully in Australian society, whether your family came here 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or seven generations ago. Every Australian has a part in a multicultural society, because multiculturalism isn't just a word, it's not just a policy, it is a descriptor of our character, of our modern Australia. We are multicultural.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Shaina. Appreciate your time too.
ਇਹ ਸਨ ਬਹੁ ਸਭਿਆਚਾਰਕ ਮਾਮਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਸੰਘੀ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਡਾ ਐਨ ਐਲੀ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਈ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦੀ ਲੱਗੀ? 0439799767 0439799767 ਉੱਤੇ SMS ਕਰਕੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਦੱਸਿਓ। ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਮੁੱਦੇ ਸਰਕਾਰਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਈਏ ਤੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਚੱਕੀਏ, ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਵੀ SMS ਕਰਕੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਭੇਜੋ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਸਟਾਗ੍ਰਾਮ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਨਾ ਕਾਲਰਾ।
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।